Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh in Dvarim Tesvav, Ki yevcha evyon me'achad achecha be'achad sharecha be'artzcha asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach lo sa'ametz es levavcha lo sikpots es yodcha me'achicha evyon ki pasach tiftach es yodcha lo, etc. etc. Nosam titen lov lo yera levavcha. Rashi says, Ki yeh b'cha evyon, ha-toiv toiv kodem. What I'd like to discuss with you today is the concept of priorities in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Rashi opens up this parasha, his first comment on this parasha, with a statement about priorities. Ha-toiv toiv kodem, meaning he who needs it more comes first. And then Rashi says, She'orecha, aniyei ircha, kodmim laniyei ir acheres. Once again, Rashi is talking about kedima. Me'achad achicha, achicha me'avicha, kodem li'achicha me'imecha. Everything is about kedima. Kedima means priority. You have limited amount of funds. Who comes first? Triage in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Rashi goes on to say the pasach tiftach afilu kama pa'amim, that if you can divvy up your funds, then that's what you should do. And then the Rashi goes on to discuss the mitzvah of halva, of extending a loan. So we have now a framework for a discussion about kedima. And in fact, the tour in his discussion, in his codification of the halachas of tzedakah, which you'll see in Yoredeya Siman Reish Nun Aleph, writes that hanosein lebonov ulebnosov. He speaks about giving to one's children, and that seems to be paramount in the way the Torah presents the mitzvah of tzedakah. Again, you have to know, at what point, at what age in the child's life is the father obligated in the mitzvah of tzedakah? But be that as it may, there seems to be a special, high priority obligation of tzedakah versus one's relatives, in this case, one's children. And this tour is really, in a sense, the source for, in the codes at least, in the source for the halacha of Mibsarcha al Tis'alem, that is kedima to relatives. And as we saw in Rashi says, Achicha me avicha kodem li achicha me mecha, within relatives, we're going to have a whole hierarchy of relatives, who's first and who's second, a whole pyramid. What is the source for this halacha in the tour? It's a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Nun Amid Aleph, and the Gemara darshins a pasuk Ashrei. This is a pasuk in Tilim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Oset Tzedakah B'chol Eis, implying that tzedakah is something that's continuous. So the Gemara asks on this pasuk, how do we interpret this pasuk? What's stock of a chol eis? Is darshu rabosenu shebiyavne ze hazon bonov ubnosov kishehen ktanim? So we're talking about stocker on a constant, ongoing basis in the framework of parents who are supporting their children. Again, even without getting into the details about how old the children are and what these children are doing with the money and so forth, but nevertheless, we're talking about being a farnes, his sons and his daughters, from a certain age and on. And this is the fulfillment of the pasuk Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Oseit Tzedakah B'chol Eis. We'll see that when the Torah codifies this Gemara in Ksubis, he writes Hanosein lebonov ulebnosav agdolim she'enom chayav bimizonos. In other words, when the children are very, very young, then the parents, the father is obligated to support the children. Now we're talking about a case where they're gdolim, the eno chayav bimizonosayhem. Then the Torah asks into the question, and what is the father doing with his son? What obligation is he fulfilling with his son as a result of the fact that he is supporting his son? That, you know, the financial support of his son does not exhaust the chiyuv of the father, but rather kedei lilamed hascharim Torah. And now that the male children are being supported, now the father could teach them Torah or send them to schools, ulahanig habanos b'derech yishara, and likewise to raise the daughters in the right path. And this is all included in this Gemara oset staka b'chol eis of hazon bonav ubenosav kishehen ktanim. Rashi adds in the Gemara Ksubis shetamid Yom v'layla hein olav v'itztaka she'eno chayev ora olav bahem. The word tztaka means where there is a gift that goes beyond the financial obligation. For example, the Gemara goes on to say in the name of Reb Shmuel that Hamagadol Yosam v'yisom v'toch beiso masiyon, is he also is involved in the midst of tztaka. Because he raises this orphan, it's not his child, he has no financial halachic obligations to raise the child and support the child. If he does so, it is a great mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, we're going to try to understand the seder, the sequence of the giving of tzedakah. And we'll begin in the same Siman Reish Nun Aleph, Seif Gimel, but this time we want to take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, "Hanosein lebonav ubnosav hagdolim she'eno chayov bimzonoseim kdei lamines habonim Torah lahanig habonus be'achshara." Is all this is stocker? This is word for word from the tour. V'chein hanosein matonos li'aviv. If a son supports his father, v'heim tzrichon lehem, and his parents need this financial help, they're in need. Harei zeh b'chlal tztaka. Okay, it's included in tztaka, but that doesn't mean it's on the first level, high priority, but v'lo od, says the Mechaber. And this is the Mechaber's own chiddush. Well, actually, when I say his own chiddush, I mean this is the tour's own chiddush. The Mechaber is just reiterating the tour. He says, "V'lo od ela shetzarch l'akdimo l'acherim," that if there are others in need, he should give top priority to his father. And then he says, "Krovo tzarch l'akdimo l'chol adam." Then he universalizes. It's not just a din of kibud av in the context of special responsibility of his son vis-a-vis his father, but rather in general in Krovim, there's a framework here for priority in stock. It's sort of like Dimo Lekrovo Lechol Adam. And within that context, we come back to the Rashi that we started with, that Achiv Me Aviv, Kodim Li Achiv Me Imo. And that's part of the law of Kedima. So again, we have the first principle of Kedima is relatives. And that's what we see codified here in Reish Nun Aleph in both the Tur and the Mechaber. Then, we have a discussion here for a moment about what does it mean, Eino Chayav Bimzonoseim, and apparently the chiyuv of a father to support his child, and again, I don't know how this is going to apply in modern times, but back in the day, was only until the ripe old age of 6. Once the child is 6, then the father no longer has to support him. Again, obviously that age would change today. I don't think a 6-year-old today is capable of supporting himself. But be that as it may, the theoretical concept is as much is applicable today as much as it was then, maybe not at the age of six, but once the child is capable of standing on his own financially, the father is no longer obligated to support him, and any monies he gives his son is tzedakah. And the flip side is when his son gives his father tzedakah, as we saw, if his father is a nitzrach, he needs the financial help. Fine. Then the Mechaber goes on and he says the following. We're again in Reish Nun Aleph Siv Gimel. And the Mechaber writes that Aniye Beso Kodmim Laniye Iro. His relatives come before the poor people in the city. Vaniye Iro, but the poor people in the city. Kodmim Laniye Ira Cheres. So if he has no relatives to support, or he supported his relatives and he has surplus stock of money, he gives it to the Aniye Iro, the poor people in his city. They come first. And they get priority over and above the aniyim in general outside the city, and that we saw Rashi derives that from the pasuk She'arech aniyei ircha kodmim laniyei ir acheres. The Rama asks, what makes a person gives them the status of aniyei ircha? He's got to be kavua be'ir, and we have to understand what that general abstract concept is, kavua be'ir. But he's definitely a citizen of this particular municipality. Then the Mechaber says, "V'yoshvei eretz Yisrael kodmim liyoshvei chutzlaretz." Now this is an interesting halacha, and we'd like to understand the source for both the tour and the Mechaber granting priority to aniyei eretz Yisrael. In the language of the tour and the Mechaber, it's Aniye Eretz Yisrael Kodmim Liyoshve Chutzlaretz. Okay, we'll have to figure that out. What, you know, if anybody wants to make Aliyah and he wants to see the special status of a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, here's one expression in Halacha of that special status. The Rama adds, Parnosas Atzmo Kodemis L'chol Adam. The Chiyuv Tzedakah only begins once a person has an earning and income that suffices for him to support himself. And again, when I say himself, it means himself and all the members of his family that he's obligated to support. So Parnosas Atzmo Kodemis L'chol Adam. Whenever we discuss priorities in Tzedakah, we're always establishing the premise that he has enough money and more, a surplus, enough money to fulfill and supply and support his basic needs for he himself and his family. Eino Chayiv, says the Rama, spells it out, Lasei Tzedakah Achiyeh Lo Parnasasa, until he has his parnasa to support himself and his family, and anything beyond that is he's obligated in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, one factor that has to be taken into consideration, and we haven't mentioned it at all, and this might be an even greater kedima halacha than aviv v'imo or relatives. Forget about Aniye Iro and Aniye Iro Acheres and Eretz Yisrael and so on and so on, but just the fundamental halacha of Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, why is this relevant? Obviously, if you have a situation where Chas V'Shalom, there are people dying in hospitals because there's no one to give tzedakah to keep the hospitals going, that would be Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, but or you have an ani who's about to die, to expire. I mean, he's really famished. That's number one on your list. And you have to earmark your first tzedakah money for pikuach nefesh. But the chiddush here is based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Gemara in Basra says, this is the whole sugya on Daf Chesam and Beis of Pidyon Shvuyim, that Pidyon Shvuyim is a mitzvah rabbah, because Chazal understood that redeeming those who are captured is a matter of pikuach nefesh. And so that if you look at the Gemara, when the Gemara here on Daf Chesam Beis entitles Pidyon Shvuim with the title of Mitzvah Rabbah, and then V'hoyah ki yomru eilecha ona neitzev yomato leim ba Omer HaKadosh, Omer Hashem Asher Lamus Lamovis Vashel Acherev Lacherev Asher Larav Larav Asher Yoshve Asher Lishvi Lishvi Omer Rav Yochanan Kolam Uchar B'Pasuk Zeh Koshe Michavero. And at the end of the Pasuk, after it speaks about those who are Lamus, it says Lishvi Lishvi, which means that Shevi is considered on a higher level even than Misa. Chegev, Kashmi, Maves, etc., etc. Okay. So now, let's see if this Gemara in Baba Basra expresses itself in the codes. There's another statement here that we want to see, where Chazal say Talmud Torah keneged kulam. We have to see about that and what role that plays here, because we know that Pikuach Nefesh is docha kol tar kula. What's the status of Talmud Torah, which also seems to be like shakul keneged kol tar kula, and that could be very relevant to the question of tztaka for Torah to support Torah. In any event, the greatest tztaka that you can give is for to save someone's life, pikuach nefesh, and in the case of pidyon shvuyim, we say that's even greater than saving someone's life. Now, I want to study with you for a moment the Yushalmi at the end of Masechta Peah in Perek Mei Masai. Yushalmi tells a story about Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina of Rav Hoshia, Havimitaile Be'ilnin Knishta. Duluth. They were visiting the Beis HaKnesses in Lud. And it says, Omar Rabbi Chama Bar Chinina, Rav Oshia. Rav Chana turns to Rav Oshia. And Rav Chama says to him, Kama Mamon Shik'u Avosai Kan. In other words, my ancestors have given tremendous amounts of funds, kama moment, he doesn't tell you how much, but apparently an awesome sum of money, in order to build this synagogue. You know, it's like you come into a synagogue and you see on the, you know, in the vestibule, you see placard, you know, plastered over how many master builders they were, and so forth and so on. So Rav Chama is very proud of his ancestry because they built this shul. Omalei, and this was a surprise response from Rav Oshia, Kamen Efasho Shaku Avosecha Kan. Basically, your ancestors are responsible for, I think if I'm reading this correctly, for the death of many people because of this base Knesset. Says the Pnei Moshe, and I once heard from Moshe Chorsky, Zichron Levracha, that Pnei Moshe is the Baal Abbas on Yerushalmi. He says, Kama nefasho shaku bazeh, tov hoylem litein osan mos lelomde ha-Torah. So we asked before about the significance of studying Torah as a priority for tzedakah. Here you have it. The Pnei Moshe is saying that this money of the ancestors of Rav Chama was wasted in a sense because it could have been used to build up Torah. V'chi ein b'nei od m'shisaske v'Torah el she'ein lem parnosa v'ein lem p'nai lasok v'Torah. Means that unless you support these scholars, they have to go out and work for a living in order to earn their keep and be able to support their families, they won't have time for the study of Torah. So basically it comes out of this Yerushalmi, another very significant halacha in Kedima, that Talmud Torah, because it's such a significant mitzvah, that gives it status and priority in terms of tzedakah. So money, funds, community funds, and other forms of tzedakah that is or that are earmarked for the study of Torah to allow people to study Torah, that money is a kedima, that's a priority in the midst of tzedakah that even trumps building a synagogue. And if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, quoting the Ma'arik, and this you'll see in Siman Reish Mem Tes, he says, "Is mitocha Yerushalmi Dizroim?" He's referring to Yerushalmi and Peah. Yesh lochiyah to mitzvahs Beis Hakneses adifa mi mitzvahs tzedakah. Now, what does that mean? It literally translates, it means that Beis HaKnesses is a greater mitzvah than tzedakah. What does that mean? He says, the Garsinan Sham Achse L'Rav Tarab D'Beich Knishta V'Chileson Tamar Barnash L'Melif D'Oraisa V'Kan Omer Rav Rav Shmuel Shetov Litein Stokel in Aram Lilmo Torah Lecholim Aniyim Militein LeBeis HaKnesses. He quotes the Ma'arik, who says, based on this Yerushalmi, that priority should be given above and beyond building a synagogue to help the youth learn Torah. So again, if he's talking about Cholim, could be that's a pikuach nefesh, but here he's talking about na'arim lilmo Torah. I mean, what would be tragic? Who will die if the na'arim are not supported for the study of Torah? Let them go out and work. But the answer is no, this money should be earmarked for the na'arim rather than for the Beis HaKnesses. And the reason for that is because otherwise these young men will not be able to dedicate themselves to the study of Torah. Now here, after the Beis Yosef quotes the Ma'arik, he adds a following comment. He says, "Midikamer b'Yerushalmi cholim hamutolim b'ash v'chein Rav Shmuel cholim aniim lo kamer aniim stam mashtadim lo ayu cholim ki aniim tov yosel litein lebeis haknesses." So the Beis Yosef here, in his understanding of the Ma'arik, presents the following hierarchy. On the top, the priority number one is tzedakah for na'arim who are able now through this tzedakah to be supported and to dedicate themselves to the study of Torah. That clearly comes above Beis HaKnesses building a synagogue. However, although it's true that for the sake of Torah study we will push into the back burners the mitzvah of building a Beis Knesses, however, that doesn't mean that Beis Knesses is on the bottom of the list. He says Beis HaKnesses adifa mi mitzvah stok al aniyim. You know, if the aniyim are not cholim and we don't have the element of pikuach nefesh, so we just have pure stok al aniyim, and we compare that on the other side to building a shul, building of the shul comes first. Now if you take a look at the tour, and especially the Hagos, the Chidush Hagos on the tour, it says here, just one second, Yushalmi Shlefanenu Sof Peya Nemru Dvar Malol Ktsas Benusach Acheres. He says in Agos on the tour, which I think is a commentary here and a critique on the Beis Yosef, although he doesn't mention the Beis Yosef explicitly, but if you take a look at this Beis over here, I don't know, the Beis of the Chidushei Agos, is that going back to the Beis Yosef? I'm not sure. So again, the question is whether or not the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Marik, and the Marik in turn quotes the Yushalmi, whether or not these conclusions are actually justified by the Yushalmi. There may be a different text in the Yushalmi that the Marik has. We have a different text, and we're not sure if we can derive that conclusion. But in any event, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman, in this case, Resh Mem Tes, Seif Tes Vav, let's just find that here. And there it says, Gaboy Tztok Shesh Biyod Amos Tztok Yasiu Bahem Besul Sanios She'en Lecha Tztok Gdol Amizu Yesh Mishom Shemitzvahs Beis HaKnes Adifa Mi Mitzvah Tztoka Umitzvah Tztoka Lenoarim Lilmo Torah O Lecholim Aniyim Adif Mi Mitzvahs Beis HaKnes. So we saw in the Beis Yosef is codified here in the Shulchan Aruch, in which the top priority here above and beyond Stucca is Beis HaKnesses, but Beis HaKnesses is trumped by the greatest gift that you can give, and that's for Limud Torah. So Limud Torah becomes now number one. Cholim, I guess he's talking about very, very ill people, that becomes number two, or 1A and 1B, whatever you call it. And then finally, we get to the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses. And all this preempts Tztaka. We haven't even gotten yet to the mitzvah of Tztaka. So we have three possible gifts that one should give before we get to the mitzvah of Tztaka. You know, you got to be really, you know, have a surplus of money in order to even enter into the mitzvah of Tztaka. Because before Tztaka, you have the support for Torah. And after that, you have the support of the shul, of tefillah, we'll call it. And then finally, we have the pikuach nefesh element of cholim aniyim. And then we're ready for aniyim briyim, the healthy aniyim, to give them tztaka. And even within this context, we have the case of communal funds, meaning until now, we were focused more on the individual. How should he set up his priorities in Tztaka? But when we get to the Gaboy Tztaka, here the Mechaber seems to codify the halach that number one on your list is Yasiu Bahem Besulos Anios She'en Tztaka Gedola Mizu. That we have to give monies to girls who have to get married and are very poor. That's what we call Achnosas Kala. And if you take a look at the Shach decides to add a word to the Shulchan Aruch which is omitted by the Shulchan Aruch, Dafka Yisomos. In our text it says Besulos Anios, but you have to read it according to the Shach, Besulos Yisomos Anios. And then he writes, Avaloya Dati im Yecholim Akol Lahasi Aniya She'en Lavia Yecholes Lasia. He's not sure if the community would be required to marry off a poor Yisoma who doesn't have a father to marry her off. Bidavashal Hegdish Shashem Balav Olav Im Nikrize Davashal Mitzvah Vechule. So we have to know when the Gaboyim are giving out Tztaka and we're giving them directives about what comes first in the priority list, we're not sure if these halachas would apply in Momen Shel Hegdesh. And for that you'd have to know exactly what the status of Momen Shel Hegdesh is and how the Gaboyim will spend the moment shall hegdish. That's something that the Shach leaves as an open-ended question. But be that as it may, in terms of the priority list of giving out funds, on the top of the list is Besulos Yisomos Anios. And that's described as, according to the Mechaber, Ein Lecha Tztaka Gedola Mizu. That's the greatest of Tztaka. Now, there's a very important Mishnah at the end of Horios, which bears on everything that we've been talking about. The Mishnah says in Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Zayin, Ha'ish kodem li'isha lahachyos ulahashiv aveda. Ve'ha'isha kodemis li'ish liksus ulotziya mi'beis ha'shevi. The Mishnah here addresses the question of who comes first. We call in our language triage, and we're talking about many different dimensions. We have ksus, we have pidyon shvuyim, we've got hashav savedo, we have support, financial support, and in general, the first issue addressed by the Mishnah is men versus women, who gets priority, and here we split it into two. And the two different categories. If we're talking about lahachyos ulashiv aveda, then he comes first, and the funds have to be used on behalf of him. But if we're talking about ksus, about garments to wear, or to free someone from a jail, then she comes first. Then the Mishnah goes on to address different kinds of males. You have the Kohen, you have the Levi, the Yisrael. The Kohen comes before the Levi, the Levi before Yisrael. Yisrael before Mamzer, Mamzer. Fine. And Aval Imaya Mamzel Tamil Chachim, a Kohen Godel Amoritz, is Mamzel Tamil Chachim Kodem Le Kohen Godel Amoritz. And the Bartanura says that why is a man getting Kedima to an Isha? It's because he's Chayav in all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs Aseshas Man Groma. Why is the Isha first in the case of Ksus? Says the Baratnur, Sheboshta Meruba Mi Boshto Shal Ish. Her humiliation with our clothes is much more profound than that of a man. And Levi Kodem Li Yisrael, he says, the Ksiv Ba'esei Hivdil Hashem Shevet Levi, Levi has more Kedusha than Yisrael. Yisrael Kodem Le Mamzer, because one is Miuchas, one is not. And then he says, "Mamzer Talmid Chacham Kodem LeKohen Gadol Amaretz Dechsiv Yekarehi MiPninim Pasukim Mishle Yekarehi MiKohen Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai VeLefnim." So, based on this Mishnah in Horios, we really have to analyze that Mishnah and how it impacts on Dinik Dimos in Staka. So let's just get a general idea about Dinei Kedimos in Staka. We'll start with the Mechaber in Simon Reish Nun Beis. And there we'll see that the top of the list is Pidyon Shvuyim. That's the Mechaber in Reish Nun Beis. Pidyon Shvuyim Kodem LeParnosas Aniyim Uleksusam V'Yein Lecha Mitzvah Gedola K'Pidyon Shvuyim. And he goes on to say that, you know, if let's say money was earmarked for X, you could always change it and utilize it for Pidyon Shvuyim. This is the greatest mitzvah of them all is Pidyon Shvuyim. Is there for Pidyon Shvuyim, as we said before, Kodemes, Kodem LeParnosas Aniyim? And it would seem that the greatness of Pidyon Shvuyim within the context of the mitzvah of Tzedak is because the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim entails some level of Sakonis Nefasha Pikuach Nefesh. Now, if that be the case, then you might have other scenarios of Pidyon Shvuyim. Obviously, the most dramatic and classical Pidyon Shvuyim in Jewish history, in the annals of our consciousness as a nation, is when someone is literally captured and locked into jail, and who knows what's going to happen to him. He's going to ride away and die in jail. So we have to redeem him, and his captors will demand, you know, the redemption amount. And that is the situation of Sakonis Nefashis, because he's going to rot away in jail. a similar situation is to spend money on behalf of someone who, if he doesn't get those funds, he will become a jailbird. He would be jailed. For example, Lefroa Misim LaMelech, he has a tremendous debt to pay to the king. And if that money is not forthcoming, he will be jailed. And if you looked in the Chochmas Adam of the Chai Adam, in Klal Kuf Mem Hei, he writes, Lefarnes Aniim Cholim, okay, is Hu Kodim Lekal Atzdak, is the top of the list, according to the Chochmas Adam's classification, is a choli, an ani choli, ani chole. V'im ein b'sakonis mavas elitein laniyim k'dei tzarcham. What, you know, until now we said that we're talking about a pikuach nefesh situation, aniyim cholim, and that's top on the priority list of the Chochmas Adam. But what happens if the ani is not in a death threatening situation, but he's got great needs? On the other hand, gam tzrichim livnos beis hakneses or tzarchei beis hakneses odif litein lebeis hakneses. So this psak is something that we've seen before. This was the Beis Yosef's diuk in the Marik, that the mitzvah beis hakneses is greater. It trumps the mitzvah of tzedakah l'aniyim. Again, we're talking about without the element of pikuach nefesh. So once again, the pyramid is that we put aniyim cholim, which has an element of beis hakneses first. That's on the top of our list. That comes before all tzedakahs. If it's pure tzedakah, meaning the chole is not in any life endangering situation, and we have, on the other hand, beis hakneses, then tzarchei beis hakneses, binyan beis hakneses, comes first. So in a sense, if we talk about aniyim, parnosas aniyim, cholim as a pikuach nefesh situation, I mean, we don't even really have to get into the concepts of tzedakah and kedima for tzedakah. When we have covered the aniyim cholim and anyone in that state of sakana, now we're ready to talk about Dine Kedimos Tztaka. We have an ani who's not B'sakonis Nefash. We have the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses. The mitzvah of building Beis HaKnesses comes first. Then what happens if we have a case of Haspakas Na'arim Lilmo Torah? Or, for example, Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash giving money for the sake of increasing Torah study. He says, Kodem LeBeis HaKnesses. Which is really fascinating because it means that Torah study comes before tzedakah. Again, if the ani that's ein bo sakonis nefashos is the classical tzedakah situation, then for the sake of Torah study, that comes first. And this is all things that we saw reflected in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Marik. Now, in the sakonis nefashos category, the Chochmas Adam goes out of his way, this is in Sif Ches and Klal Kuf Mem Hei, to mention that sakonis nefashos also includes Lefroa Hamas LaHamelech Ulahasar. It means to save a person from being incarcerated because he fails to pay the taxes to the king. He says, V'af yesh kama aniyim she'en lahem litein v'yochol v'yakum v'af shitum arumim kayotze v'zeh. He talks about the repercussions of a Jew who fails to live up to his financial obligations to pay the taxes to the king. V'kolshkin pinyin shvuim, how much more so is pinyin shvuim classified as sakonis nefashos. And therefore, kodem afilu mitalmid Torah, this already fits into that first category that we spoke about earlier of aniyim cholim, about pikuach nefesh, and that trumps everything, even Talmud Torah. For kolshke parnosas aniyim, and certainly before tzedakah itself. So pidyon shvuyim, and in this case, lefroa mas lemelech, those are the cases of pikuach nefesh. They come at the top of the priority list. Then we move down to Binyan Beis HaKnesses, and finally to the laws of Tzedakah. Before Binyan Beis HaKnesses, we have the case of Na'arim Lilmot Torah, Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash Kedei Sheyilmedu. That seems to be number two on the list. So we have number one on the list is Pikuach Nefesh, number two is Lomdei Torah, number three is Beis HaKnesses, and number four is regular classical Tzedakah for Anim who have a Tzorah, but they're not in a danger situation. Now, there's another, shall we say, scenario or reflection of this significance of Torah, and that's a case of Nebuchadnezzar, a Jew who's about to be taken away, and it was usually young Jews, for Shmat, to be, you know, raised in the other religions, or Christianity, whatever it might be. That too, according to the poskim, comes under a kind of hatzolas nefashas situation. Even though, again, we're not talking about a person whose life is in danger, but his spiritual life is in danger. That's considered pikuach nefesh, and we may even be able to be mechal Shabbos for him. You have to know the circumstances, the details, but insofar as the first category of tzedakah, the first priority is hatzolas nefashos. Nefashos means not just the physical body to save a life, but also nefashos means the nefesh of a person. Now, in fact, the language of the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Tes reflects what we saw in the hierarchy of priorities in the Chayei Adam. He says that Mitzvahs beis haknesses adif mitzvah tzedakah, but tzedakah la na'arim lilmod Torah is adif mi mitzvahs beis haknesses. So limud Torah comes before regular classical tzedakah, unless we're talking about cholim with the element of pikuach nefesh, or lav dafka cholim. You could have a case of as we said before, of an ani who's so famished, he's starving, he doesn't have money for a piece of bread, and he's going to die. And the question of tzedakah for Talmud Torah, whether it takes priority or does not over tzedakah l'cholim aniyim, and if we're talking about, again, cholim aniyim or pikuach nefesh, there's no reason to doubt it about it or to question it. In the Shulchan Aruch, and we saw this in the Chayei Adam, it would seem that tzedakah lilmot Torah comes first over general tzedakah, but we're not sure about the case of tzedakah l'cholim aniyim. In other words, if the ani is not in a pikuach nefesh situation, he's about to drop, but he is chole, he's sick, that already might indicate he's at the beginning of the end. You know, he's about to come into a situation of pikuach nefesh. So the later poskim, which you'll see in Hilchas Tzedakah Ma'aser K'safim from Rabbi Friedlander, from Feinhandler, and other Sfarim like Orech Tzedakah, they all jump into this issue and they want to know what's the status of Cholim Aniyim. Now, as you know, the Chafetz Chaim authored a famous work called the Avos HaChesed, and he assumes that Aniyim come first to the study of Torah. But again, I think he's referring to a case of an Ani who has a Pikuach Nefesh situation. I don't think he's arguing with all the other poskim, including the Shulchan Aruch. It would seem, although again, it's very hard to clarify this halacha l'maisa, but the general sense that you get from the poskim, starting from the Shulchan Aruch and down, is that Torah comes before an ani, even if the ani is a chola. Again, if there's reason to believe that the ani will, you know, his situation will deteriorate and become a pikuach nefesh situation, that's a horse of a different color. But the maila of Hatzlokas HaTorah seems to trump the classical tzedakah, unless there are circumstances, you know, very strong mitigating circumstances of pikuach nefesh. Now, when it comes to contributing money to the Beis HaKnesses or giving tzedakah for aniyim, we've already seen in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Tes that Beis HaKnesses comes first. Now, the only thing that might confuse us is the language of the Mechaber's Yesh Misha Omer, but he doesn't emphasize any other Shita, and he seems to be codifying that Shita that Beis HaKnesses is Adif. There is, however, a tshuva from Rav Shmuel Vosner, the Shevet Alevi, who just passed away recently, who wants to say that in general today, when they build a Beis HaKnesses, it's not what it was in the language of or the context of Chazal and the Poskim, namely there's no place to daven, but rather, you know, different groups want to create their own synagogues. So you have Ashkenazic and synagogues, Sephardic synagogues, Yemenite synagogues, Tunisian synagogues, Hasidic Shtibuch. You know, you have every single color and every single group, every single chug, as we would say in modern Hebrew. And that he says, would seem to be lower on the priority list to supporting aniyim, to classical stuck. So when we said before, and we saw it in the Shulchan Aruch, and we saw in the Beis Yosef on the tour from the Marik, we saw it in the Chayodim that Beis HaKnesses trumps the mitzvah of tzedakah. You know, tzarech iyun, if you want to apply that lamaisa, you'd have to really investigate and see whether or not there's no shul, you know, and the lack of a synagogue means that there's literally no place to daven. That's a mitzvah that's hard to imagine in our culture today, was so wealthy, and therefore lamaisa, it would probably be true in 99 out of 100 cases that tzedakah would come higher on the priority list than contributing to a synagogue. Again, unless there's a really the halacha can see a dire need for that synagogue. If the synagogue is really saving us in terms of putting the community on the map religiously, and that might express itself in so many different ways, because the synagogue becomes in many communities not a shtibel, but the, you know, it becomes the center of all community activities, which should have an impact on all religious life. It could have an impact on defense, on Tara in terms of the mikvah, on Talmud Torah in terms of creating a base medrash for people to learn in, etc., etc. If there's no shul in the community, then contributing towards the building of a shul becomes very critical. But barring those extreme circumstances, and perhaps unusual circumstances, it's more popular to assume that if a person has funds to give, he should give it to tzedakah before he gives it to the building of a shul. That would seem to be the classical case. But again, if without the shul there's no place for Torah study, then we get back to Talmud Torah, which we said takes precedence over tzedakah. So for example, to create a learning center, and the premise is without that learning center, Torah will not be studied, that learning center in that community would take precedence over tzedakah if a person has limited funds. So again, tzedakah for Achzakas Torah comes before general tzedakah. Now, as far as Achnosis Kala is concerned, if you take a look at the Mechaber, and we've mentioned it before in Reish Mem Tes, he says, "Gaboy tztaka sheyesh biyadam mos tztaki asiu bahem besulos saniyos she'ein tztaka gidola mizu." So yasiu besulos is the mitzvah of what we call Achnosis Kala, and that seems to be top on the list. I'm hesitant to put it above all the big three that we discussed before. Number one, anything that comes on the Pikuach Nefesh, for sure not. Number two, Achzakas HaTorah and the Arim that have to learn, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And then finally we get to Beis HaKnesses, which trumps, again in the case where there's no other shul, which trumps tzedakah, maybe at that point we want to wedge in hachnosas kala or lahasi behem besul sanios. I don't know, because the language of the Mechaber is ein tzedakah gdolani, so we haven't even gotten to tzedakah. The first three categories are categories pikuach nefesh, Torah, and beis hakneses. They all come before tzedakah. Now we're getting into tzedakah, and the greatest of all tzedakos is to marry off a kala. Again, the question is going to be, who gets kedima here? Because, as we said before, the first principle of kedima, the primary principle of kedima in tzedakah money, is to give to your relatives. And there's a whole hierarchy of which relatives comes first. Where does hachnasas kala fit in to the issue of krovim? And even within the study of Torah, we have young people who are studying Torah, we have older people studying Torah. We have Talmidei Chachamim who need to continue their Torah study, they are the future Mori HaRoah. And we have what's called Tashbar, Tinokos Shel Beis Rabam, and they form the backbone of Klal Yisrael. You know, if you don't teach the children, what are we going to left with in terms of Mesiras HaTorah? And Rav Moshe Feinstein is Igris Moshe, in Yoredei Chelek Gimel, indeed addresses this question. Beini Kedima Tzedakah L'Tinokos Beis Rabam L'Tzedakah L'Talmidei Chachamim. Ma Odif in Tzedakah L'Tinokos Beis Rabam Odif or Tzedakah L'Talmidei Chachamim Gedolim Odif. And Rav Moshe's Tshuva first presents the view of the Shoel. The Shoel here is Eliakim Dvarkis, and he says that Rav Eliakim expressed his opinion in a sefer, which the name of the sefer I don't have here in the tshuva, but he says that Kein Stira Mehodi Amar Abaye Ein Adome Hevel Sheish Bochet Lehevel Sheim Bochet Afil Shal Gdoli Olam, that what's unique about Tashbar, these children, it's Hevel She'en Bo Chet. But then on the other end, there's a statement in Chazal, Oiv Hashem She'or Metzion Ba'alocha Yosim Yibati Midrashos, and it would seem that She'or Metzion Ba'alocha, which are preparing the Mori HaRoah, that's even greater, although it's lacking that unique description or a quality called Hevel She'en Bo Chet. Says Rav Moshe, Pasha Deleka Stira Dishnei In Yonimim Devade Le Hechsher Ha'alma Rak Limutashbar Af Shegdolami Od Hevel She'en Bo Chet. He says, "Odif halomed halimud shel tamidich hacham gedolim shulo rav ech vi elef shalova kadosh baruch yosu mikol." Avot sheish bi alma gedoli orah ika malya l'tashbar. He says it all depends upon whether or not we have, if the world is duly supplied with greats of Horah who can decide for Klal Yisrael all the major decisions and can be more Horah for, you know, directives for us in terms of how we live, then if we're well supplied, the system is well oiled, then Tashbar Hevel She'en Bo Chet comes first and takes priority to any other tzedakah. Dimu biofen she efsho lebali Horah lisparnes is Adif Hatztaka Labale Hora the Elu Shetarasim Nasl Gadalios Miyachidush Yotzim Me'alofim the Imlo Higil Amatzav Kazeh Af Belonasi Nasl Itztarku Levatel Zmanam Oz Lima Tashbaru Hevel Shem Okhet V'Adif. So basically, Rav Moshe comes to the conclusion that Talmidei Chacham Gdolim and Ner Hora, if it's all at stake and we're not well supplied, that has to be first on the priority list. Afterwards, we could go down to the next level and raise the question of supporting Talmidei Chachamim in their learning and their Torah versus Tashbar. And if Hora is not at stake, it would seem from Rav Moshe's tshuva, and everyone has to read this tshuva to themselves and decide. But my impression is that then Tashpar, Hevel Shebo Chet, takes preference. It's on the highest priority list. We're going to see later on in Mirz Hashem that Rav Moshe has another tshuva in Chelek Beis of Yoredeya. This was in Chelek Gimel of Yoredeya about building a yeshiva for the sake of Tashbar versus building a mikvah for the sake of Tara. And you and I might, you know, just intuitively, you know, as a knee-jerk response, say that, wait a minute, mikvah Tara has to come first. But again, we're going to see that Tashbar, insofar as it's Hevel She'ein Bo Chet and keeps up the world, you know, has a very, very special status. Now, before we look at this tshuva of Rav Moshe and Chelek Beis, let's just mention that the Ramah in Simon Reish Nun Aleph, which I don't think we got to see, the Ramah says the following: Parnosas Atzmo. Just one second. Parnosas atzmo kodemes l'chol adam. This we've seen before. V'yeno chayv losei stoka ad sheyelo parnasoso. And then, that part we've seen already, that's a chazor. It says, v'yachach yakdim parnosas ovi v'imo im heim aniyim v'heim kodmim l'parnosas bonov. His parents come before his own children. That's pretty mind-boggling. And then he writes, here comes the factor of Korov. He says, Vehem kodmim li echov. His children come before his brothers. Vehem kodmim l'shar krovim. And his brothers come first on the list of relatives. Vakrovim krovim l'shchenov. Kodmim l'shchenov. We have here almost a synopsis of Dini Kedima. Once we're heavy and thick into the movement of Tztaka, you know, we've taken care of Pikuch Nefesh, we've taken care of Talmud Torah, we've taken care of the Beis HaKnesses, now we're in the thick of Tztaka. Parnosas Atzmo, of course, is first on the list, and then we get into the relatives. And after we get into the relatives, we get into the neighbors. And after we get into the neighbors, we go into the members of that same municipality, and finally, to that same country, etc. Now, within the context of relatives, here we start with parents, then we go down to children, and after children, we get to brothers and siblings, and then we get to the rest of the relatives. All of these come before his neighbors, and after his neighbors come, the members of his city, and then we'll have Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz Laretz. So that's the Ramah. And when we say that a Karov comes before an Ani, that means that even if that Ani is a Talmud Chacham, the Karov comes first. That's the way the Shach learns it. If you take a look here in Sif Katon Yud Zayin, just let me get this, the language of the Shach. The Shach presents the thesis that when it's a question of Aviv versus Rabbo, then it might depend upon whether his father is a Talmud Chacham, but in the case of Aviv versus a Talmud Chacham, and that Talmud Chacham is not Rabbo, he doesn't have any special unique responsibility and gratitude and honor vis-a-vis this Talmud Chacham b'toras Rabbo, then Aviv, Kvod Aviv, trumps and comes first, even though this individual is a Talmud Chacham. Now again, I'm not sure how this Shach fits into our priority list in terms of Torah coming first. You know, that has to be taken under advisement. In any event, that Shach is Sif Katan Yud Zayin in Simon Reish Nun Aleph. So again, We're talking about tzedakah for one's parents, coming first on the list of krovim, then his children who are above the age of six, and he wants to be madrich them in Torah, in Derech Yeshara. That comes before all the other krovim. Afterwards, we finish with the list of krovim, then we have talmidei chachamim, and we have to see this principle of Talmud Chacham as it reflects itself in the Mishnah in Horios, which we saw that the Mishnah says that in the case of a Talmud Chacham, he comes even before a Kohen Gadol if the latter is an Ama Oretz, and that is codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Nun Aleph Se'if Tes. Etc. He goes through all of Yuchsin. And then he says that a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before a Kohen Gadol is an Amoretz. And that's because the Talmud Chacham gets Kedima. So it seemed that once we dip within the context of Tztaka below Krovim, Talmud Chacham comes next. Again, I'm still not sure about Hatzokas HaTorah. You know, if we're giving to the Talmud Chacham so that he could learn, that should come first above almost everything, except for Bikur Nefesh, and maybe building a shul. But other than that, it comes first. So I don't know, here we seem to be talking about a Talmud Chacham just insofar as he's a Talmud Chacham, but as far as his status as an Ani is concerned, you know, it's not that his Torah is at stake here, is at jeopardy. And it would seem that a Talmud Chacham comes first even to Aniye Iro. Again, after we finished and exhausted the Kedima of relatives, of Krovim, we got to Aniye Iro, but we'd have to wedge a Talmud Chacham in after Aniye Iro. So once again, what we have here is Pikuach Nefesh on the top of the list, which we expanded to include Pidyon Shvuyim and a person who can't pay his taxes. Then we went down to the level of Torah, someone whose Torah is at stake, and here we went back and forth in the Tshuva Rav Moshe to Mori Hora versus Tashbar. After we covered Torah, we got down to the level of Beis HaKnesses. Now we're ready for Tztokah. Within the context of Tztokah, we had Hachnosis Kala Lahasi Na'aris Psulos first, that's Ein Lecha Tztokah G'dola Mizu, and then we got to Krovim. And within the context of Krovim, we began with parents, then we went to children, then we went to siblings, and finally down to all the other relatives. After we exhausted the Kedima of relatives, then we got down to the level of Talmud Chacham, and finally we get to Aniye Iro, which starts with Shechedim, and then goes to the Aniye Iro Kodem, and Aniye Iro Kodemim L'Aniye Ir Acheres. That's what we have. And finally, we could talk about Ish V'Isha, but that's only if we have time. What I did want to finish up with today is the Tshuva of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Beis, and that is his Askus Liyase Be'ir Yeshiva Lilmod L'Tashbar V'Livnos Mikva Ma Kodem. And this is a Tshuva that is addressed to Raiman, to Rav Pesach Raiman, and he is in New Jersey. At that time, he was in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I think later he was in Elizabeth, if I'm not mistaken. And there is a very famous yeshiva that's named after him, the Rabbi Pesach Raiman Yeshiva. And Rav Moshe writes, "Be'inyan anidon mi kodem l'saseik avura be'ir im l'kayim yeshiva lamitash bar, or l'kayim mikvah." He says the following. He says, "Pashut shebemakom sheyesh mikvos ksheros lo rachok mi ha'ir." For example, in terms of the distance between Elizabeth and New Brunswick, that distance is considered relatively short, and therefore it's for our purposes, mikveh be'ir. And that's even though there's no mikveh technically in New Brunswick. Let's say, for example, on Friday night or on Yontif night, what's going to be if there's no mikveh? She won't be able to get to Elizabeth at night on Shabbos. He says, "Bishvil laila achas v'yafilu shtei leilos." In a case of Yontif, ain lochush l'shomri toshi yikoshlu be'isur chama dekorei. Somehow they'll be able to postpone tevila b'mikvah without violating any chashom avera karis of nida. V'nidon hayeshiva hu b'yikuma. Is lekashum sofik shum nida klal de'inyan yeshiva kodim. Now this phrase in Rav Moshe, v'nidon yeshiva b'yikuma, I'm not sure what he means. If he means that we're talking about establishing the yeshiva, because there is no yeshiva, so we're not just talking about maintaining the yeshiva, just getting the yeshiva on the ground. He says it's poshut, and the yeshiva comes first, and if the women can't go to the mikveh, they have to wait 2 days. Well, that's unfortunate, but that's going to be the situation. But he says, v'im nidon yeshiva eino b'kiyuma, but eli hikfar miskayemes v'omedes, ach, shehu be'inyon lehokel al misaskim. He says that if, on the other hand, the yeshiva is already up and running, but yet we want to make it easier for those who are administering the yeshiva, and therefore we want to collect funds for that to keep it going, he says, "Nimtza inyan mikvah yoser nachutz." He says the mikvah is a more pressing, urgent need. And even though we're not choshish for a michshol, but still it's a great mitzvah to build a mikvah in town. Ulefamim rechokim nogeh zegam lepiri verivya. It could even be possible that if a woman has to postpone going to the mikvah, she may not be able to go to the mikvah, you know, and have relations when she has to in order to be mekayim the mitzvah piri verivya. And there are some women, he says, who are only able to conceive in a very short period of time. There also might be chashash, he says, of hotzah zel v'atol by postponing mikvah, and therefore the mikvah gets kedima. But he says, if everything is equal, then the yeshiva comes first. He writes, Mishum shachashash yismatu talmidim huchshash sheyavru al kol mitzvah satorah. He says, we don't get students into the yeshiva to give them the proper education, then the chashash is that we're losing all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And also kfira, has shown that the people won't have the proper education, they'll deny God's existence. Chas v'sholem, he says, and therefore the yeshiva for Tashbar comes first. And he quotes some sources to prove this. He says, first comes yeshiva, because what's at stake here is kol yisurim shebat Torah. L'chein berov upon me yeshiva kodim. In most situations I will paskin for you that the yeshiva comes first. But on the other hand, rak, in the very rare situation where the yeshiva is ein lo shum chashash klal, ulam mikva yesh chashash, if we know that there's a yeshiva going on, we just want to improve the status of the yeshiva and collect funds for that. But on the other hand, the mikva, we know maybe there'll be days in which women won't be able to go to the mikveh because the closest mikveh is too far to get to by foot. He says if in that case there's no chashash klal with regard to the yeshiva, then hamikveh kodem. Now he speaks to Rabbi Ryman as the Rav of the ear, and he has the responsibility to make sure that all the needs of the city are taken care of. He has to decide that when money is collected in the community for communal needs, first and foremost it should be collected for the yeshiva, gvias moment for a mikvah, and then for the mikvah. But again, if on the other hand circumstances are such that the yeshiva could survive on its own 2 feet as is, but the mikveh will just, you know, we're talking about the nearest city in Elizabeth, from New Brunswick to Elizabeth is quite a trip. Then since the yeshiva is in existence, it's up and running, the mikveh comes first. Okay, Rav Osai, we'll stop here. Again, there are many other dimensions to the halachas of Kedima, but I think we have a very good grasp, a picture of how the halacha goes, and in each case, Emir Tzashem, the Mori HaRah, will direct us and guide us as to how we should fulfill this mitzvah of Parshas Re'eh, of Kiyeh B'cha Evyon, and Nason Titein Lo, Pasach Tiftach Es Yodcha, and the mitzvah of Tzedakah should protect us and bring about the Geula. We should be Zocher B'din in just 1 month's time on Rosh Hashanah, Kein Yiratzon. Amen.